Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by Factor Meals. Use code DNVRROCKS50 to save 50%. Guys, happy opening day. It is opening day. I am here live from Arizona. We are just hours away from watching the Rockies start off the regular season for us. I'm here with Kale, who has, of course, made the trip to spring training with me. We've been having a wild time. But Kale, how are you doing after the past whirlwind few days we've had?
Long couple of days, but we've been doing a ton of really cool stuff, and the vibes are immaculate with the Rockies right now. Happy opening day, Susie.
Happy opening day. This is personally my favorite holiday. I'm assuming it's some of yours, too. I know we have a lot of real baseball fans who watch this show. I appreciate you guys, and I'm really excited to watch this season along with you. I know we have Evan in the chat. Happy opening day. Here's to a drama-free, injury-free, 162-0 season.
It's on the table.
It's on the table.
It's on the table.
I put that on my vision board. Back in like the depths of the off season, when it was like around New Year's, I was like, I made a vision board for myself. I'm going to make one for the Rockies. And I had 162-0 on there. I also had 162 Chris Bryants mixed in there because I wanted to see him 162 times. And I think that's doable because from like what we've heard from him, what we've heard from Buddy too, I think it's going to be a real fun season for Chris Bryant and a healthy one. He feels as good as he's ever felt, by the way.
Big spring training, healthy spring training. He's starting the year feeling as good as he ever has, is what he's saying and what we're hearing from Bud Black as well. Super excited, especially excited to see him play at first more, which I know we'll get into later.
Yeah, we are excited about that. Yeah, I will say, so we talked, total sidebar, when Megan and I did that episode about using astrology to like decide what the infield was going to look like. I like told Buddy, I was like, by the way, like according to astrology, like it should be Chris Bryant. He's like, thank you. Like, what? He's like, that's probably not going to come into play, but thank you. He didn't say all that, but I saw it in his eyes.
He did ask a couple clarifying questions, though. He was like, so what told you that? And then you explained, and I think that made him more confused, but it was a great moment.
I was like, yeah, because there's too many fire signs in the infield. He's like, I don't know what that means. Ma'am, I'm a Major League Baseball manager. I'm not making decisions based on astrology, but what if he did? What if he did? I said my piece. I said my piece. I did my best.
Go to sleep with a happy conscience. You said what you needed to.
Exactly. I can sleep well knowing that Bud Black has all the information, whether or not it's actually information. Yeah. Hey, Trenton in the chat. Happy opening day. This is my favorite day of the year. I just love getting the season kicked off. And to start off the season, we got a last minute Rockies announcement very early this morning. About 12:30, I think the email came through. 12:30-ish Mountain Time, about 11:30 our time. We got the email about where you can actually watch the Rockies on television. So first of all, I kind of hope people didn't buy the Rockies TV package, that $99 for the season package, or like $20 a month. I hope people didn't get that because it turns out if you have DirecTV or if you have Comcast, you can watch, and it's probably already part of your plan. And that's the case for me. I think DirecTV was probably the most confusing because DirecTV, it's going to be channel 683. But a bunch of us on Twitter this morning were like, I don't have a channel 683. Like, there was no channel 683 this morning. I can double check it. I went looking a couple hours ago. Some people on Twitter said that they did find it. But yeah, the thing I'm a little concerned about, I'm like, is this actually going to show up on DirecTV Stream? It should.
It seems like it's just an issue on Stream, though. People with the TV packages, not an issue. But I'm assuming DirecTV Stream, it'll be up by the time the game starts today.
Yeah, and that's what they said on Twitter. So they did respond. I contacted their PR team. They did send me a press release. But I was like, okay, but that's not what I'm seeing with my eyeballs.
Yeah, but
shout
out them for getting them on TV. I was pretty worried.
Okay, yeah, that's also the thing. I saw a couple of tweets like this too, which are, you know, the typical like backhanded Rockies compliment. I think John Reedy on Twitter was like, if Dick Monfort can get the Rockies on Comcast, why the heck can't we get the Nuggets and the Avs? Like, people are actually, because the Rockies were able to make this work, people are now more angry about the Avs and the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, because we've been told that it's basically like this gridlock with Comcast for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And like somehow the Rockies, who are in, for better or worse, without getting into details, the same predicament with the RSN collapse, mm-hmm. as the Nuggets and the Avs are, all of a sudden the Rockies can get it done in one off season, and they got in by the skin of their teeth, right? But it's opening day and they're going to be on TV.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right, Josh Kroenke, what's going on?
I mean, I do wish that the Rockies deal didn't come out. Like, we didn't have the information until literally early morning of opening day. Because, again, I would feel really bad if anyone was like, all right, it's the day before opening day. I better, like, buy the package. I hope people waited, because that's not cheap.
No, it wasn't cheap. And Trenton in the chat is saying that the stream channel is there. So.
Oh, good.
So,
yeah.
So we're set.
I was looking around this morning. I spent like all morning looking around for this thing too. So I'm glad it exists. I'm glad it happens. And also, I mean, the package that I had last year is the same package I have this year. And that is still included. So I'm not paying any extra money right now that I wasn't paying last year to watch the Colorado Rockies. And I think that is good for the consumer. I think it's good. We also have, Justin in the chat, is Rockies TV free? It's not. Rockies TV isn't free, but it may be included in the cable or streaming package that you already have from your cable provider. I know it comes with the choice package for DirecTV. And hold on, let me pull up the info so I can tell you where it is on channels. I believe it's, okay, hold on, scroll up in the chat. Someone else had it in there. Justin had it. Yeah, 1262 on Comcast. So that's pretty good. Where else can we find it?
683 on DirecTV, and he says it's not available on Dish. But the Rockies haven't been available on Dish for several years, so that's not new.
Yeah, nothing. Is anything available on Dish?
True.
Is anything? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have also, there's like a channel finder, so you can like type in, you can go to rockies.com/watch and put in your zip code and put in your cable provider. And it'll tell you if you get it and where it is. So I did that, and that information matched up with the info that I got. So that's something that MLB is providing for us here in the places that don't have an RSN, a typical RSN right now. So yeah, it's wild. It's crazy. I feel like this has been such a roller coaster, but we have some info now. And that is the most important part. And yeah, guys, also thanks so much for joining us on this live stream ahead of opening day. Oh, by the way, MLB Network is on Hulu now. Yeah, MLB Network on Hulu as of today.
Is that part of like a typical Hulu Live TV package? Do you have to pay extra for it? What's the deets on that?
You know what? I don't know per se, but you can, there's a way to watch it on Hulu. I'm not sure what's included, what's not. Because I know MLB Network still not on YouTube TV.
Okay.
Because I live in a two cable provider household, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Because I like moved, like I live with my boyfriend. He had YouTube TV, and I'm like, but I can't get rid of DirecTV because I still have to watch MLB Network every single day, or I die.
So two cable services coming into that household.
It's we're bougie, man. guys, maybe you could be feeling bougie with Circa Sportsbook. Oh, we love our friends at Circa Sportsbook, by the way. And first of all, shout out to Circa because they have made March Madness so fun for us, but they're going to make the whole season fun for you because not only can you go to their casino in Vegas, it's adults only. You don't have to like whip your ID out everywhere you go. Like everyone's a grown up. That's a great plus. But you can use the Circa Sports Colorado app to place all the bets you want to place. And listen, I know we were having so much fun all throughout March, the start of March Madness. But yeah. Download the Circus Sports app. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say the Circus Sports app is really cool because they set all their lines from by hand still because they use their bookmakers in Vegas.
It's people.
It's people. It's so people. Because of that, in general, they don't do as many boosts as like other people, but you can find like even spreads instead of being like minus 115 or minus 120. You're going to find even spreads at like minus 110. So there's a little bit better odds. So if you're playing in the aggregate, like generally Circa is better for like really, really dedicated sports bettors. And ooh. I think that's sort of been the appeal. We've had a lot of fun through March Madness. I know like because of that, we've actually found a lot of success, you know, betting overs and unders throughout March Madness. So it's been really great.
That's cool. Ooh, for the real sports bettors. But yeah, if that's you or if you want to try it out, download the app at circusports.com. Circus Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circus Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Guys, it's baseball season. You could be watching baseball just like the players do with some really bomb-ass sunflower seeds. Chinook seeds. They are so excited to be a part of the Rockies podcast. They have the most insane flavors, by the way. Like, yeah, you can just get the original sunflower seeds, or you could go off. Lemon pepper, jalapeno ranch, parmesan and pepper, hatch chili, barbecue, dill pickle, cinnamon toast.
Can I tell you the best one I had?
What?
Because they sent us like a whole bunch of these like a month ago.
Yeah, we have them. Yeah, they're in the office. Yeah.
There is a Cassio e Pepe one.
Is that the parmesan and pepper?
I don't know if it's the same, but it's like Cassio e Pepe is like an Italian like pasta dish. Like, yeah. Kind of like it was so good. I've never had a sunflower seed that tasted like that before. So it was like bomb.
That sounds very freaking good. Yeah. No, these are absolutely dope. And you know what? Since they have so many flavors, they offer a sample pack so you can try all 8 flavors so you can figure out which one is your favorite. And these are also, fun fact, the largest seeds on the market. So head over to ChinookSeedery.com. Use code ROCKIES for 20% off your order today. Best seeds ever. Trenton in the chat, cinnamon toast, sunflower seeds. Now I've seen it all. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like the cereal, which is like my favorite cereal, by the way. Okay. I love what Hank had to say in the chat. I've been thinking this too. His take for 2024, RYMAC has his best year yet. Okay. So I was actually thinking this. First of all, he just became a dad, and guys pop off when they become a dad. Second, he wears number 24. So I feel like you wear 24, 24 is going to be your good year. The math is mathing, okay? I think it's going to be a really good season for RYMAC, too. Let's get after it. Let's talk about opening day because we know a lot about what we're going to see. First of all, we know Kyle Freeland is our opening day starter. He's going to be up against Zach Gallen, the Cy Young contender. He's going to be their starter for the Diamondbacks. There's a lot of guys on this Diamondbacks team, by the way, who do like low-key wreck the Rockies. Like Walker, Christian Walker. It's been stuck in my head. Because we were talking to Derek Montilla and he made that hilarious video. And I was like, yeah, cool. I'm going to be singing this all day. And then look at us. We were singing it all day like crazy people.
We were. It was stuck in our head all day.
Stuck in our head. But yeah, also a fun fact, Blaze Alexander is going to make his MLB debut against the Rocks. So we're going to have a fun little time here. We do know the opening day roster too. So here is who made the cut for opening day. All right, we got in terms of righties, Jake Bird, Ryan Feltner, Dakota Hudson, Tyler Kinley, Peter Lambert, Justin Lawrence, Nick Mears, Anthony Molina, our Rule 5 guy, who I'm like so excited to just see some more of in a major league setting. Cal Quantrill, Victor Vodnik. Yeah, Victor Vodnik made the cut. Lefties, we just have Jalen Beeks, Kyle Freeland, and Austin Gomber. We just have one lefty in this bullpen right now. Lucas Gilbert is a lefty, but he's not back yet. Yeah. Catchers, we got Elias Diaz, Jacob Stallings. I'm excited to see Jacob Stallings in the mix, too. He's a very experienced catcher. He's also, like, way tall for a catcher. He's, like, you saw him walking around. He's, like, 6 foot five. Yeah, he's actually
very tall. Like, yeah. I was taken back how tall he is. But also, the guys have been speaking super highly of him. I think he's just, like, a good vibes locker room guy and mm-hmm. will be a good vet presence to have in there. It'll be great.
Yeah. Also, like, I love veteran pitchers working with – or I love veteran catchers working with these younger pitchers because we have so many young pitchers, especially in this bullpen. Also in this rotation, you know, Ryan Feltner, super young. Infielders, we got Rymack, Alauris Montero, Brendan Rodgers, Ezekiel Tovar. Alan Trejo is going to make the cut. And then outfielders, Charlie Blackman, Jake Cave, the new guy, Brenton Doyle, and Nolan Jones. And then, of course, those two infielder-outfielder combos, Chris Bryant, Michael Tolia. Yeah, Michael Tolia is making the team, by the way. And on the 15-day AL, we got Daniel Bard, Lucas Gilbreth. On the 60-day, we've got Herman Marquez, Antonio Senzatella. That is the 40-man roster right there.
Super excited for Michael Tolia to make this team. That's my favorite part about all this. We got to talk to him, and he was insanely excited and just seems like he's a... I don't know. Just a good thing for a good dude, and I'm really happy for him. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I really, really like Jake Cave, the new guy in that back, like, first off the bench outfield spot. I think mm-hmm. he's perfect for that position.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, like, I mean, obviously I know a lot of Philly people. Some people are like, oh, like, enjoy him. And some people are like, good, now he's your problem now. I'm like, okay, change of scenery is good for anyone. He's fine with the Phillies, whatever. Also... obviously, Colorado, a much more chill market than Philly.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine what it's like to actually be an athlete in Philly. It's probably awful.
It's probably awful and awesome, but like if you become one of the beloved people in Philly,
then
like,
you're good.
It's probably the greatest thing that ever happened.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, oh my gosh, they love Nick Castellanos so much.
Exactly.
No matter what he does, he's a personality hire. Do we have the sound from that Michael Tolia interview we did? Because, yep. Yeah, we were just talking about him. Obviously, he's going to be a part of this team. He's going to be on the bench, but we got a chance to catch up with him because he's one of the guys. He's one of those young players who probably busted his ass the most this offseason. Like, he saw what he was lacking, and he worked really hard. He went to Mexico. He was working with Vinny Castilla down there, but he was playing in Mexico for the first time, just trying to work out all those things, and I was actually really surprised with the thing that he took out of that the most. But are we ready to play that?
Yep.
All right, here's our conversation with Michael Tolia. What is the most important thing you think that you took away from your time playing in Monterrey?
I kind of touched on it earlier. I don't know if we captured
it, but basically
it was a refresher that, you know, I can go be really good at this game without all the information that is provided to us. You know, I can go use my eyes and get a scouting report and make it in my own head and then go be a baseball player. I don't need to have this super specific plan every single pitch because sometimes you get paralysis by analysis, right? Okay. So that was liberating for me this camp.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah. Literally, don't overthink it, but you have to find a way to believe it, right? Mm-hmm. It's not always that simple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. This was your first time playing in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you think of it just in general? Did you learn any new words? Did you get better at your Spanish?
My Spanish is pretty good. I took a lot of Spanish in school, so I was already, I'm not fluent, but I could communicate, and I enjoyed going to, you know, the laundromat and having to communicate with the locals there, but the baseball was a lot of fun. The food was phenomenal. Just a different culture from what I've experienced, and I really enjoyed that.
That's really cool. You also had such a big off season. You got engaged. Congratulations.
Yeah, I did. I know.
Yeah, tell me everything.
Literally, yeah, baseball was the least of my worries. I had to an engagement, bought a house. I mean, had to get it furnished, which is a mission in its own. So a lot went down this off season.
Yeah. You guys had an engagement party the other night, right?
We did, yeah, at the Fat Ox.
Did I see this wrong, or were there bottles of olive oil as souvenirs?
How do you know this?
I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. There were. I know. My fiance is very creative in the sense of that, so we all got bottles, like mini bottles of olive oil.
It's very Italian. Hey, anything else we need to know about this coming season? What are we going to see from you?
I think it's going to be exciting. I think, you know, we have a lot of young talent coming up. I think we're going to show that we're a force to be reckoned with, and I think we can get back to being, you know, the Blake Street Bombers within the next couple of years. We have a lot of guys that can hit homers, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
All right, I'm excited for these boys to mash. He's so funny. I love Michael Tolia. We love a Leo interview.
I love Michael Tolia. He's such a good guy.
He is. He's adorable. He's a nice kid. A nice kid. I love that he was like, why do you know that?
It's like, because I follow you on Instagram, of course.
Because I see what everyone's doing on Instagram. It's not that weird. I'm just always on my phone. Don't overthink it. Michael, take your own advice. Don't overthink it. I was so surprised by that answer. That wasn't the thing that I was expecting to hear from him. It must be so wild to have just so much data. No sport has more data than baseball. They get so much information before every single game, but baseball is, things happen so fast in baseball, according to physics, it shouldn't even be possible to hit a baseball. So much of it is like muscle memory, repetition, you really do have to get out of your own head.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like that old adage, right? Like when you're, for golfers, you know, like you don't think of one, every time you're trying to improve your swing, work on one thing at a time, right? Because if mm-hmm. you're trying to like think of 15 different things, you're just going to paralysis yourself and not be able to actually hit the golf ball.
Yeah.
So like, I think baseball can be pretty similar. Like you said, analysis by paralysis. I thought that was actually, or paralysis by analysis.
That's what it is.
I thought that was a really interesting takeaway that he was like, I just needed to like go out and play ball and like get some reps mm-hmm. and like get out of my head. And I thought that was actually, it's not what I was expecting to hear, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it. Also like the thought of like Michael Tolia, like going to the laundromat and like talking Spanish. I love it. I wish I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall there. I would have loved it. So yeah, we have talked a lot about, you know, who made the team, who didn't make the team. Sean Bouchard was optioned down to Albuquerque. I'm not sure. I'm like, I don't know if the math is mathing. Did they have to put someone else on the 60 day?
They do. So they got to DFA someone.
Or did I
someone,
miss something?
No, they have to. So they have to put someone on. They have to DFA someone or put someone else on the 60 day mm-hmm. today by the start of the game. So yeah. I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. When we asked Bill about that yesterday, he said, we haven't made that move yet.
Yeah. I wish I asked, do you know who it's going to be? I know you can't tell us, but do you know? We had that happen in like a, because the thing we were asking about corresponding moves a couple of like pressers ago. And I was like, do we have someone who's been moved? And he was like, It was funny. These guys are funny. Honestly, it's been such a treat covering like this, like tail end of spring training. The vibes are so good. The vibes are so, so good. Hey, listen, the vibes are going to be good if you are heading to a game using Game Time. And they have some really fun things for us baseball fans as we are heading into opening day. So, first of all, I use Game Time all the time because I'm a last-minute queen. So, if you're a last-minute king or queen like me, you can save up to 60% off by waiting till that hour before first pitch. And that applies not just to baseball, any sporting event, concerts, comedy, theater, etc. But you can take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. And for a limited time, if you make a $20 purchase of any MLB game... Oh, no, I'm sorry. You can get $20 if you make a purchase, if you do a splurge and do $150 or more in that purchase. Use code FIRSTPITCH to get that deal. So again, spend $150, use code FIRSTPITCH, get $20 off. So, I mean, that could be two $75 tickets. That could be like $10, $15 tickets. There we go. So that'll be fun. So, first pitch, one word. And that offer is valid. It's valid right now through April 14th. But download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And our besties over at Factor Meals, first of all, thank you to them for bringing us this spring training coverage, for bringing you guys this show. But eating better is so easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. I'm going to be using these all season because baseball season's wild. It's hard for me to make a meal for myself. These meals, you can make them in 2 minutes, and they're restaurant quality. They're healthy. They require no prep. These aren't meal kits where you're like chopping up the food and like hoping all the ingredients are in there. They are ready for you. Just heat it and go. No prep, no mess. And it's so flexible too. You can get as little or as much, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. And it's also probably going to save you some money in the long run too. But head to factormeals.com/DNVRROX50. That's DNVRROX50. And you could get 50, that's 50% off that first order. Again, that's code DNVRROX50. Go to factormeals.com to get that going. So warming Barnabell. Okay, so he wasn't going to like be up here this season anyway. Yeah, I think he was. That could be. I don't know. We don't have that in our email.
Yeah, they did not send out an official press release about that.
Yeah, but. So can't confirm, even though I'm down here. We'll figure it out when we figure it out, guys. Thank you.
I'm sure we'll ask them today.
Yes, I'm sure we'll figure it out today. I want to talk a little bit more about the team. Because, yeah, we know Michael Toley is going to be in the mix up here at the major league level. But, of course, that doesn't help with, I mean, we've been talking about the logjam of like, okay, like we've got so many outfielders, so many first basemen, and literally two guys who can play both. And the two guys who can play both, Chris Bryant, Michael Tolia, and then of course we have Lauris Montero, who can only DH or play first base. And then we've got a really good outfield too, including a Gold Glover, Breton Doyle, and Nolan Jones, who was such a great breakout star last season, and Charlie Blackman, our tried and true veteran, who has been with us through it all. And now Jake Cave too, who is a veteran we traded for too. So, I mean, we've got a lot of options in the outfield. We've got several options at first base, a couple options to do both. But, you know, we always like to ask, what are we going to do? Because, of course, last time I asked Buddy, things have changed since then. But are we ready with, do we have that Buddy sound about the first base conundrum?
Yep.
All right, so here is what Buddy had to say about what we will see at first base, outfield, etc. Here we go.
I asked this, I know we've talked about this all spring training, but the first base versus outfield situation, a lot of those guys kind of play both right. positions. What are you guys thinking for first base right now? Is it going to be Chris?
Well, it, nothing's etched in stone.
Yeah.
But we like the versatility that KB brings, and that affects the other two or three guys who, on a given night could be in the lineup. So if Montero plays first, KB could play right, and Charlie can DH. If KB plays first, Montero could DH, and Charlie could play right. There's some flexibility there to give KB off his feet, to get Chuck off his feet. Montero, not so much needs to be off his feet, he's younger, but we like the, KB brings the versatility to use the DH spot for a couple different guys. That's sort of how it plays out in our mind when we, on a given night when we set our roster for that day.
We've been talking so much about like, oh, do we have too many options? Are guys going to get enough playing time? But I think enough moves have been made where, okay, I believe that the flexibility is a good thing. And yeah, the option to keep Chris Bryant off of his feet a few more games than maybe otherwise, that's always a good thing. Always a good thing. But yeah, by the way, Nighthawk, hello. Loves the opening day graphic. We love the opening day graphic too.
Shout out Joey Spathis from CHGO. He put that together. He is a wizard.
Yo, that's dope. That is dope. Trenton in the chat, lots of options at first base, right field, DH this year. Yeah, you know it. What else do we know? What else do we know? All right, we know Feltner's going to be in the rotation. We know Cal Quantrill's going to be in the rotation. Finally got a chance to talk to Cal Quantrill, who we picked up this offseason. We were like ships in the night. I tried to get a hold of him my first trip to spring training. Finally got to talk to him, but I'd heard that he has a really cute story about how he met his wife, and they've been married for a couple of years now, but they've known each other basically their whole lives, which I think is so cute. But can we play his interview?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We're so sound heavy today. But here's what we talked to about Cal Quantrill. Here we go. First of all, you've gone through a full spring training with this new club. How are you feeling about everything heading into the season?
Yeah, I think feeling optimistic. I think that this is a great group of guys. We had a good spring training, and I think everybody's ready to get going.
Yeah. So I know some guys in Cleveland who told me that the way you met your wife is a very interesting story. Can you tell me the story?
Yeah, so my wife and I met actually in the Dodgers kids room in 2000 and, I don't know, one or two or somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. Reconnected, I guess it would have been almost 10 years later, and then I just got married a couple years ago. So we knew each other as kids. I followed along with the Christmas postcards, and then, you know, we were able to reconnect a little bit later on.
I love this story. So you guys are a pretty big baseball household, I assume?
Yeah, we try and leave baseball at the field as much as we can. But yeah, our baseball seems to have played a pretty big impact on our lives.
Honestly, I don't think he was expecting me to be like, hey, so I heard you met your wife when you guys were kids. He was just like, what? He's so nice, though. Everyone loves Cal Quantrill. Justin in the chat, is El Lauris Montero up? He is. He is. He will be in the mix for DH/first base. And just like Buddy said earlier, he is young. He does not need to be off his feet. So I think that means we'll see a lot more of him. That's what I'm reading into it. I hope that is fruitful. I hope that is fruitful.
Yeah, it seems like there's like a lot of sort of pre-worked in plans to get these young guys playing time this year. Just not necessarily, you know, at the expense of anybody else, but just worked into the plans to give guys more rest time, to give other people some opportunity, and to get, you know, a lot of these guys some reps this year, because that's it is obviously a very big development year, and I think they are going into the season viewing it that way.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, of course, this is different than last year because these young players, it's a lot of the young players that we were seeing a little bit last year, but they are more experienced this year, and I love that so many of them took lessons or just took what they did last year and made so many efforts in the offseason to build on that. Hank in the chat, what are the pros and cons of letting Zimmer go and getting Cave? I was a little surprised considering how well Zimmer hit this spring. You know what? I was kind of surprised too. I'm not going to lie, but yeah, I mean, we had so many outfielders. We didn't get to see enough Jake Cave this spring, or at least, like, we did. No, he got here, like, a week ago, I feel like.
Really?
We haven't seen that much of him. So, like, I kind of can't answer the pros and cons for you right now. But, yeah, I was a little surprised that they let Zimmer go. But also Zimmer and Sam Hilliard are so similar. And Sam Hilliard is already optioned to AAA. So I guess, you know, we just didn't need him in the mix, I guess. But he was doing well this spring. Of course, just because you hit well in spring doesn't mean you're going to be productive in the regular season. I don't know what they saw or what they didn't see, but it's what happened. It's what happened.
Yeah, they seem, from everybody that has been talking, it just seems like they're pretty confident Cave is going to be a pretty high floor guy. And I think that in general is probably why they brought him in.
Yeah. Yeah. That great point. Cale's been here for all of this, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. I've been here for days as well talking to all these people. So.
He has been. First time viewer question. Why don't we see the guy who's talking?
Because I'm producing the show, but here, I'll put myself on camera.
Yeah, he's on camera. There he is. There's Cale. Yeah. Cale is producing the show. What if I was like, there's no guy I'm talking to. What are you talking about? Are you okay?
Yeah. No. Just the man behind. My apologies.
But you got decent lighting. I will say, shout out to the PHNX fam for letting us use their studios. I love their studios. I love what they did with it. We're right in the middle of Phoenix, which is so great. But, Trenton in the chat, Cave had a decent game on Wednesday. Hopefully we can see more good stuff from him. And I totally agree. Yeah, he did. We saw some great stuff. Wednesday was yesterday. We're talking Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
Yeah, we're talking Tuesday. Yeah. But thank you for asking. Also, Bruce, thank you for being a first-time viewer. We appreciate you. We appreciate seeing Ryan Feltner in this rotation too. And of course we missed out on so much of him last year because he was recovering from a catastrophic injury, but you know, he's ready. He's another guy who is just like always locked in. He's so intense. He's also, let's keep in mind, a Virgo. He's a Virgo. So obviously he's going to take his job very seriously, low key perfectionist, but got a chance to talk to Ryan Feltner. Always a good sport, by the way. But are we ready to hear from him? All right, so we talked to Ryan Feltner after his final spring start. Here is how he is feeling heading into the season. Ryan Feltner, hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. All right, so that was the final outing of spring training. How are you feeling going into the season, knowing you're part of this rotation? What's your mindset right now?
I'm feeling pretty relaxed. You know, I'm ready to start the season, and I think everybody around here is a little anxious to get going. I mean, there's some good feelings around here, so I feel good with where my stuff is and the kind of game plan and approach that I have, so I'm looking forward to it.
What is the game plan?
We worked a lot on simplifying this spring training, so all my pitches are in a good spot and have been for a little while, and the lowest hanging fruit for us was just to kind of simplify everything, not try to do so many things and just let my weapons play in the zone.
You mentioned everyone's really anxious, eager to get the season started. What has the vibe been this spring training overall?
It's been positive. You know, especially for me, just being around these guys and obviously like going into my fourth season now, which feels weird to say, but it's a tight-knit group around here and I'm close with a lot of these guys and, you know, we're just excited.
Yeah. Now, Ryan Feltner is like the driest guy, but he's like, yes, I'm very excited. No, he means it. You can see it in his eyes. He's pumped. The boys are fired up. You've seen it, Kale.
The boys are fired up.
Like, we were watching them take BP yesterday, and I especially loved. So, like, Nolan Jones is a guy last year, too, had an incredible season. And I mean, that was his rookie season. Like he had debuted the year before, but that was his rookie season. Like he broke out last season. We all got to see it. But also when we would interview him after games and it would even be like a good game and he would be so hard on himself about stuff, which I mean, what is the line between holding yourself accountable and just straight up being hard on yourself? And I think Nolan Jones towed that line. That's just like what I see. He's so hard on himself. But he was laughing yesterday. Like you could just tell he was loose, having a good time. I loved seeing that from him. It's good. The vibes are good. Oh, Steph is in the chat. Hello,
hi, Steph.
Happy opening day. We miss you. You'll be at the bar. By the way, yeah, there's going to be a watch party at the DNVR bar tonight. So that'll be good.
Night game, playing under the lights should be a great time.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if we're going to have the roof open. So it's going to be 8 o'clock Colorado time. It's going to be 7 o'clock Arizona time because they exist in this bubble where there's no daylight savings. But I wonder if they're going to have the roof open tonight.
It would be cool if they do. It would be really cool if they do.
It would be so cool. I think there's like a very specific temperature range where it has to be for them to open the roof. But it'll be good. But yeah, maybe before you head to the bar, maybe you stop at Illegal Pete's. Maybe the one on Colfax. Because Illegal Pete's, there are one of our favorite foods ever. It's honestly a food group for me. But yeah, this episode, of course, brought to you by Illegal Pete's. By the way, Wheat Ridge, Colorado has an Illegal Pete's now. That's dope. That is dope. But Illegal Pete's, listen, it's your spot for burritos, buddies, beer. There's one like not too far from us. Yeah, we might go to the one in Tempe. I've been to it. It's good. We love Illegal Pete's. But, Illegal Pete's Gold's is open. Swing by. At Gold's Market in Crown Hill Park. That's Wheat Ridge. Got it. Sorry, I'm a fraud. I've never been to Wheat Ridge. Well, I've never been to Wheat Ridge.
I used to live in Wheat Ridge.
What's good in Wheat Ridge?
A lot of good Italian food in Wheat Ridge. Mm. A lot of good Italian food in Wheat Ridge. And now there's an illegal Pete's.
Man.
Which would have changed my life when I lived in Wheat Ridge because I eat there constantly.
Yeah. I mean, I could literally eat illegal Pete's every single day. But yeah, this is a big moment for illegal Pete's. Big moment for Wheat Ridge. But yeah, we love it. All right. Illegal Pete's, your spot for burritos, buddies, beer. Your spot for carpets. Empire Today. We love Empire Today. They also hooked us up in Denver with some really fresh looking floors. You could have that happen for you too. You can even picture what your floors are going to look like. They have a virtual floor designer and you can visualize what that will look like. You can just snap a picture and see it before you buy it. But yeah, they're the best of the biz. That's why the theme song has been stuck in your head since your childhood, because they have been doing it for so long. And you don't stay in business this long unless you've got something really good going on. Best place to get new flooring. You can get that shop at home convenience and the right price for your needs. Plus, it's going to be installed by professionals and they're going to do it quickly. What more could you want? When you need new floors, you need new floors. You can't be waiting around. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive a $350 discount when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but see empiretoday.com/DNVR for details. Nighthawk in the chat. South Boulder getting an illegal Pete soon. Right next to where you work? Now we know where you work. We love Nighthawk. Shout out. All right, let's get into some baseball headlines. You guys probably already saw this. In case you missed it, Jordan Montgomery signed with the Diamondbacks. Will he be in the mix at this series? Probably not. We haven't seen him. But he's a Diamondback, apparently. So, again, our long National League West nightmare continues with all of the teams around us beefing up and the Rockies doing their own thing. But I don't hate what we have going on this year. I'm kind of jazzed about this season. I'm pretty excited.
So, can I throw a comparison that people might think is crazy?
Yeah.
I'm getting really big 2015 Nuggets vibes from this team.
Ooh, elaborate.
So this to me very much feels like the early years of the next generation.
Mm.
So the Nuggets went out and in around that time, like, had a bunch of young guys they had just drafted. They were super unproven and they weren't very good. They were losing a lot of games. They were not in the playoff mix, and that's okay. But you had Jokic and Murray and these guys that started really showing something. And the team, like fans, us, we wanted them to go trade for Kevin Love or Paul George or like these guys. And instead, the Nuggets just said, let's be bad for a couple of years and develop these guys. And they did. And obviously, we won a championship because of it. Because they bought in on guys when they were super young and they gave them a ton of playing time. And those people, those guys turned into superstars. Now, I don't know if any of the guys on the Rockies roster will turn into someone as good as Jamal Murray or Nikola Jokic. But I don't hate an organization taking the strategy of going, we believe in our guys. Let's give them years to develop. It's not super common in pro sports nowadays where everything is about win now. But I do not hate what the Rockies are doing. I'm actually kind of on board. I'm getting very early Nuggets vibes. And if I get to watch a team develop into a contender over years, that is the most satisfying thing in sports.
The key is we got to keep people watching. But I know someone asked Bill Schmidt about this the day that we got to talk to Tovar after the big extension. So I think someone asked him, you know, it was a Diamondbacks-related question, Rangers-related question, where these were teams that were in a situation like the Rockies were in this most recent season where they lost more than 100 games and have turned it around. Those two teams turned it around, made it to a World Series. And I don't remember the exact question. Don't even remember who asked it. I'm so sorry. But Bill Schmidt's answer was like, he said, we believe in our guys. So it's like they've, you know, seen what they have and they're like, we don't want to burn it all to the ground. We want to work with what we have. And I know it's not a popular choice, but it's the choice that's been made. And will it pan out this year? You know? Nighthawk says, crazy they got him for that deal. I believe you're talking about Jordan Montgomery. Yeah, Scott Boras. Washed? Question mark? Who knows? You know what? Okay, welcome to the Nighthawk Show. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. She's a Cardinals fan, by the way. The Cardinals used to develop within a lot more and were damn successful. Oh, yeah. Need the Rockies to develop them, though. Think this coaching staff can? Question mark. I'm excited to see, because obviously last year we had a new hitting coach for the Rockies in Hensley Mullins. AKA Bam Bam, a great nickname for a guy who is your hitting coach. And I don't think the offense popped off like I think we would have hoped. I think we're expecting better this year. Trust the process, Trenton. Thank you. Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you. I think this coaching staff, like, now coming into just like another season with these guys, and everyone learns more every single year. I think it's going to be better than this year. Of course, we have Burge in the chat. We need to lose 100 games this year and then next year. No, we don't. We don't need to lose 100 games. Will we lose 100 games? We should make these season predictions right now, right? What do you think? Do you have an idea? Do you have a prediction of what the Rockies' record is going to be?
Yeah, I'll put a win total. Mm-hmm. My prediction. I think they're better than people think. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to win like 66, 67 games.
Ooh.
That's where I'd put my line at, which like still not great, but you know, I'd be okay with that. I think 66, 67 is doable.
I think I'm going to be a little more generous, a little more hopeful. I'm going to say 69 wins.
I love it.
Nice. I'm going to say 69 wins. So I think regardless that we're going to have like a really exciting season, it's not going to be like, last season was brutal, you know, and those guys lived it too. Like, they know it. And I don't think it's going to be that brutal this year. It's not going to be like last season. It's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough. We're in probably the hardest division in baseball, and everyone who watches baseball is seeing it. And we're seeing the memes of, you know, even MLB, I think the account put out, like, who's going to win this division? And it was the other four teams. Like, you couldn't even put a picture of the Rockies in there, like, just to include the whole division. It was a little rude. I think coverage of the Rockies outside of Denver can be hella rude. Nighthawk is saying 73 games. Steph is saying 70 to 73 games. John in the chat, 77. Trenton, no way the... Oh, where did it go?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Trenton, no way the Rockies lose 100 games again. Rockies can win 69 to 72 games. The only reason... Like, I think, honestly, if they were in a different division, I would put them higher. But because we're facing such crazier teams a little more often... But at least, like, we play less in-division games now. So that at least gives me a little hope. I feel like the playing field's a little more even for everyone now that every team plays each other. I like that. I like that addition.
Just so everybody knows, the over-under right now is set at about 59.5. So even, like, me saying 66, that was, like, in general a pretty optimistic outlook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, RK. Is that our RK or a different RK? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Hopefully KB isn't off his feet for 80 games again. I agree. He agrees. He doesn't want to be off his feet for 80 games. He wants to be MVP level Chris Bryant again. And honestly, like, he's expecting that from himself. Buddy told us yesterday that that is the level of Chris Bryant that we should see this year. Because he feels as good as he's ever felt. That's really the best we can ask for. Trenton, some are predicting the Oakland Athletics will win more games than the Rockies. That, yeah, I'll pull up the StatCast data, or I have the FanGraphs data already pulled up. Let me hit refresh. So FanGraphs is projecting the Rockies to win 62.2 games, to lose 99.8 games. So, like, okay, the FanGraphs is predicting basically a 62 and 100 record. I don't love that. I don't think the Rockies are going to lose 100 games this year. What are they saying about the A's, though? They have the A's winning 71 games, losing 91. That's rude. They really, I don't know. I think the vibes are too off in Oakland right now. Like, yeah, they also kind of a similar position, you know, obviously coming off of some really bad seasons. They've had a few more bad seasons that are worse than the Rockies seasons. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think the Rockies do better than the Athletics, okay? What do we have? I want to see the rest of these projections. So they have the Dodgers winning 94 games. They have the Diamondbacks winning 85 games. Both the Padres and Giants winning 83. And then they have us at 62. Rude. Rude! I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. I'm here for the good vibes. There's good vibes in this clubhouse right now. I'm excited for this season. I hope you guys are excited for this season. Because honestly, like, life in Denver is better when we can just be excited about baseball, when we can like baseball. There's been so much negativity around this team. So many people are just, and I get how we got to this point. I get that the front office has broken hearts. But we got to move on. We got to move forward because there are new players who you can open your hearts to. There are new players who are going to surprise you, who are going to wow you, who are going to win games. We can have a really fun season. This is a safe space to have a fun baseball season. I'm ready. Ricky in the chat, hopeful that the Rockies win 70 plus games this year. I think we can do it. I think we can do it. Nighthawk adding about the A's. They got Jenny Kavner, though. I know. We love Jenny. I'm so excited for her. So excited for the opportunity that she has. I'm also excited. I will say I'm happy that a lot of our friends from the old AT&T and AT&T Sportsnet get to keep their jobs and work for MLB and continue to bring us Rockies broadcasts because we got a good team. They're all really good people. We're going to have fun this season.
I cannot stress enough how worth it these guys are investing in. Like, these players are really, really good dudes. They work incredibly hard on their craft, and like, they're really, I think there's going to be so many fun storylines to follow in the development of these players. Like, you don't have to be in contention every year to still have so many storylines worth following. Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm excited for this year.
I'm excited. I love what Sixer has to say in the chat because this is totally something that I've been thinking a lot about too. Last year, at the start of the season, no one was really thinking about the Diamondbacks. No one was really thinking about the Rangers, and they were the teams that made it to the World Series. So those are the experts. That's what we hear from the experts. These are the teams that they talk about are actually usually not the teams that make it all the way. Please, how many people predict the Dodgers to win the World Series every year? They're not winning any World Series anytime soon. I don't care about 2020 also. I just like do not care about that season.
It doesn't count. They only played 60 games.
Justin, do you not know my name? What's going on here? Susie is not a name. Thanks for watching, though. Thanks for watching. So yeah, the point is there is such we built this company on the no coast bias, and we see the rest of national media, the coastal bias is crazy. So there we go. You know, there's such a bias in the way sports are covered. That is the whole point of this damn company.
No coast bias. That's what we found it on.
Literally our core values right there. No coast bias and fuck it, we ball. Yeah, I like leaving the show on that. Because we have a few hours until we have to be at the ballpark because the game is so late. But we're going to close out. I'm so happy that you guys were all here to celebrate opening day with us. Go to the DNVR bar if you want to watch with some friends. Our friends will be there. And I consider you guys our friends too. So pop on into the DNVR bar. Also keep in mind, Friday, April 4th is opening day in Colorado. It's called the home opener. you'll probably see a lot of people calling it opening day. That's the home opener, but we are going to be partying at Ice House. I say we, like my coworkers are going to be partying at Ice House. I'll be at the ballpark. I'll stop by and say hi though, but we're going to have a lot of fun together this season. We've got some new shirts too. Head to dmvrlocker.com to see all of those. Oh, did we do an hour show? Like just about.
We're pretty close.
Oh, my gosh, a super chat from Nighthawk. Best of luck this season. Ready for another year of this mess with the best people. Bless this mess, okay? Bless this mess. It's our mess. We're going to have a really good time no matter what happens, but this is a season worth watching. So don't miss any of it. Don't miss us on Twitter, by the way. We're going to be keeping you guys updated. We have so much other content. Even content from, we asked the Rockies players their predictions for this season, and it's absolute gold. We're going to post that later on. Stay with us. DNVR_Rockies is where you're going to find a bunch of content. Kale, where can we follow you? Because honestly, you've been cooking with some Rockies takes.
At Kale Sorbo. Kale with two L's.
Guys, you can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And Kale, I know I already said, fuck it, we ball. But what do I say about closing out a show like this?
What do you say, Suze?
I say, that is baseball. That's the show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place. We'll break down opening day. But happy opening day. Enjoy it.
We all silly like the mayor.